Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Kirby is one of Nintendo's most beloved characters, which is no surprise to anyone due to his cute pink puffball design, along with his games being easy to pick up and play, most of which are 2D platformers with the unique gimmick of Kirby being able to inhale enemies and copy their abilities. However, his first game that allowed him to roam in a fully 3D space was not what he'd expect it to be. It wasn't a 3D action-adventure game or anything like that. In fact, it was a racing game, and a rather unconventional one at that. Kirby Air Ride was originally developed for the Nintendo 64, but after a very complicated development cycle, it was released on the Nintendo GameCube in 2003. It was developed by HAL Laboratory, the team behind the original Kirby games and the first two Super Smash Bros. Games, which is evident in the game's main menu, as it greatly resembles Super Smash Bros. Melee's main menu. In the game, Kirby can ride various types of vehicles, mostly hovercraft, with differing abilities, strengths, and weaknesses. Unlike many other racing games, these vehicles accelerate automatically, so you'll only need to focus on steering, drifting, and charging boosts for your vehicle. You can also glide with your vehicle after jumping from a ramp or falling from a high place, especially if your vehicle is built for flight. The game allows up to 4 players to compete against each other in various different modes: Air Ride, which is your straightforward racing mode; Top Ride, which features shorter and simpler races in a bird's eye view perspective instead of the standard third person view; and City Trial, the most unique and defining mode of the game, where all players roam freely on a large city map to collect power-ups to improve their abilities over the course of several minutes, while they are met by random chance events such as meteors falling from the sky, being attacked by the giant metallic bird Dynablade, or UFOs causing chaos. There is also a chance that if players are lucky enough to find certain vehicle pieces scattered across the map, they can unlock one of two legendary air ride machines: Dragoon, which boasts unparalleled flight power and speed, or Hydra, which is the strongest and most durable vehicle. Once the time limit in City Trial expires, all players will be met with a random challenge. Either they compete in a standard race, or they will face more unique challenges that test their other abilities, like battling each other in an arena, defeating the most enemies, or gliding the furthest distance possible. Though Kirby is the main playable character, with other players being assigned as alternate coloured versions of him, there are two unlockable characters in the game: Meta Knight, who glides with his pair of wings instead of riding a vehicle, and King Dedede, who is limited to only riding the wheelie bike. Though Kirby Air Ride is considered to be a rather obscure Kirby game, since there was no other Kirby game like it, and it never re-released outside of the GameCube, it managed to sell over 1 million copies and even developed a cult following. And much more recently, a sequel to the game known as Kirby Air Riders released on the Nintendo Switch 2, featuring many of the same gameplay elements as before, but now introducing many other playable characters and vehicles, and even the ability to customize your vehicles. So, I guess that niche little Kirby title on the GameCube wasn't so forgotten after all. Join me again next time